When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, family. It's your cousin Levon, your Uncle Jet, and frozen on the screen is your goddamn stepdaddy Donnie.
With his mouth all open.
You see this picture? You look like you should have spaghetti hanging from your bottom lip.
Try to get that last season.
We're back. A lot of shit to talk about. A lot of things been happening. A lot of things. You know how we do. We, you know, go do your research. And this first topic, I got to get it out of the way because we'll probably spend all day on it. So I want to get it out of the way first. But a prime example of why you should do your research, right? Have y'all been hearing about this fucking deworm shit that people have been taking?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. I think it's like IB.
It's IV.
That's the shit that Joe Rogan took to try to get rid of his COVID?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So apparently also, all right. So basically, for those of you guys that don't know, this stuff was also given to humans, and it also had positive effects, like before COVID. Back in 2015, it actually won the Nobel Peace Prize for the research they did with using it on humans. High dosage of it is what they give to horses for deworming them. Mm-hmm. But the lower dosage and the type they give to humans is not, it's technically not the same shit, right?
No, it's the same shit. Well, but it's just a lower dose, and they don't have the same fillers that they put in for animals.
Right. So it technically is different. I mean, if you add grape flavor to, you know, red Kool-Aid, is not red Kool-Aid anymore. It's red and grape Kool-Aid. You feel me? It's still red Kool-Aid, but now it's got some extra shit in it.
Well, the active ingredient, the ivermectin, is the same.
The active ingredient.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Crazy shit, though. But apparently, I guess they gave the same thing to Trump when he had COVID.
Trump didn't get that. He got the, at least from what I've read, I don't know. But he got the same. The big thing, the more effective treatment that Rogan got, that Trump got, is the monoclonal antibodies. That's what's been proven to work. Whereas the ivermectin, they're still testing it. They're like, it's an anti-parasitic. It's not for viruses.
Okay.
So even though it does have some, like they've done some studies in the past that showed that it was effective against some viruses, so far they haven't shown it to be effective against COVID.
Got you. Okay. Cool. Yeah, wild shit out here though, because they're making it seem like motherfuckers is just out here taking horse dewormer, which apparently I guess some people really are going to go get the actual horse dewormer because they don't know.
Like, yeah, that's the crazy thing is people are getting sick because they're going to like Tractor Supply and buying the shit that you give to horses and trying to measure it out in their kitchen. Like, oh well, if a horse is 800 pounds and I'm 200 pounds. I'll just take a third of it and make them all fucking sick.
Yeah. It don't work that way, people. If you're not a chemist, don't start doing chemistry shit. You know, just because you can make meth in a goddamn trailer don't mean that you can make fucking your own ivermectin formula. But, I mean, there's been a lot of shit going on with, like, the cold COVID shit still. Have you heard about like some of these doctors actually prioritizing people that have the vaccine versus people that don't?
I've read some things about it, but I don't know how truthful it is. Like, you know, consider just reading the sources that you get it from. Right. I don't know if doctors are doing that or not. If they are, that's really fucked up. But
I don't know if they are or not. I can believe it, though. And the only reason why I can believe it is because you hear the prejudiceness within people that are vaccinated. Honestly, like the things they're doing with this with the vaccine is on some psychological Jim Crow type shit almost. Because it's like, I shouldn't say that. That's very harsh to say, Jim Crow type shit. That I should say, but it's definitely creating a type of prejudiceness within the I don't know about other places in the world, but the U.S. people, you know, people really feel like if I'm vaccinated and I get sick and you're in the same hospital with me, your ass needs to wait because I'm vaccinated. I should be prioritized.
Yeah, but
because your boy Jimmy Kimmel said the shit live.
Yeah, he said it. I heard that, which is, and to me, it's dumb. And I've heard people agree with it.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, yeah, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
No, but see, the thing is, I don't know if actual doctors, like if you talk to doctors, their whole goal is to save people's lives. They don't care if you, you know, if you're fat. Well,
did you hear what happened with Candace Owens?
Yes, I did. But that was to get a vaccine or no, to get tested.
To get tested. Right. So, I mean, if she did get tested, let's say she did get tested and she was found positive, that doctor could have helped save some lives. Let's say she was positive and because she didn't get tested because the doctor didn't like her political views and shit. Let's say she was fucking positive. Well, now that doctor's got blood on his hands.
Well, hold on. What happened with Candace Owens?
So Candace went to a doctor to go get tested for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of an anti-vaxxer, right? Not kind of. I think she is. Like, she's basically against it, whatever, okay. Right? Well, the doctor doesn't like her views politically about, mm-hmm. like, how she is and shit like that in the public eye, and he refused to give her a COVID test.
Mm.
Oh, but see, I don't think that she actually...
Mm-mm. No?
No.
I don't think she actually went to a doctor. She went to a COVID testing lab.
Yeah, she went to a facility and...
Okay, so if it's privately owned, then that's...
Yeah, it was a privately owned kind of deal. But I don't think the person that owned it was actually a doctor. But I could be wrong.
He was. He was an actual doctor. He was an actual physician.
No, Susanna Lee, co-owner of Aspen Laboratories. Mm-hmm. It was a woman, and she does not have doctor.
Yeah, but they've been referring to this guy as like doctor.
It's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman? I thought it was.
Yeah.
Dude, my bad. This is why you can't do research, people.
But I mean, I'm reading the article and it doesn't say doctor. It just says Suzanne Lee, co-owner of Aspen Laboratories, is the one that emailed her and told her that she had to cancel her appointment or whatever.
I mean. See, that's a double-edged sword because it's like, if it's a privately owned business, they have that right to do that. But I mean, it's a bad look for them. It's a bad look for them publicly, which I don't foresee them being in business for a long time.
Shit.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me, like, as a business owner, to discriminate against any political party because you're automatically, like, cutting your business in half.
Yeah.
You know, that... I'm with you, though. It's a privately owned company. Mm. They have the right to do what they want to do. Yeah. They can refuse anybody's service.
Yeah.
But it's a bad look. And I think it's dumb.
LabCorp. It was LabCorp, right?
Aspen Laboratories.
Aspen Laboratories. I'm sorry. I thought it was LabCorp.
So they'll stop fucking with them. That's all that happened. Aspen Laboratories will come out and be like, we don't agree with the way they was at, you know, so we'll split. It depends on how big of a noise Kansas want to make it.
Yeah.
Because she's got the voice. They will get shut down.
She does have the voice.
They will get shut. If she wants to raise hell on them, she actually could.
But, I mean, that's the type of things, like, it's crazy because COVID And the COVID vaccine, like this whole scenario, has been creating this wild, like, whirlwind of opinions that have been making, like, basically affecting people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some wild shit. Like, I mean, never have we seen, like, a pandemic like this to where there's so much animosity between the haves and have-nots. And I'm speaking of the actual vaccine. And then the political stance can dictate, you know, how a person feels about you as far as, like, your well-being. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is really, really, really crazy out here. Instead of people just being like, oh, you got the vaccine? No. Like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm vaccinated. Oh, cool. Okay, definitely. And then keep it moving. It's like, are you vaccinated? Nah. They like, oh, shit. Like, my aunt, nigga. So we're on the Princess Cruise. And, damn, you just was unfrozen and you got froze again, Donnie.
This time you just look sad.
Yeah. So we're on the Princess Cruise, and one of my dad's friends was like, and we're sitting at a round table and everything, and like I know the people that are vaccinated. I think I was the only person there that wasn't vaccinated on some real shit. And she goes, Brandon, you vaccinated?
Oh, shit.
And out the corner of my eye, I look at my aunt because I'm like, I know she's waiting to hear that answer.
She give you the death stare.
Bruh. She's
burn
like,
a hole in the side
no,
of your face.
That's the thing. It's even worse. She's not even looking at me, but you could tell she's waiting on it. You know how you be listening to a conversation, but you don't want to look at the people talking? She got that look on her face, right? And I go, no. Bruh, my aunt starts sliding her mask up to her face. So I don't call my aunt on it yet, right? I don't call her out on it. So I was like, you know, I was like, I'm not going to lie. I'll probably take it when I get back. But my dad has been trying to get me to take it. I was like, but, you know, I understand. You know, I looked over at my aunt. I was like, I understand you sliding your mask up at me. And she was like, I'm so sorry. She said it was such a reaction. She said I tried to pull it back down and not make you feel bad. I was like, yeah, that's why I said something, G. Like, I had to call your ass out. But it's so crazy how that's the natural reaction is automatically fear. You've been around me this whole time, hugging me, chilling, talking, nothing. And then as soon as somebody says those trigger words, are you vaccinated? They're literally trigger words now. They're not even like medical, like asking about your medical well-being, your health. Now it's a social check.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you vaccinated? No. Oh, bro. Like, people were throwing vaccination parties. You were not invited if you weren't vaccinated. My mm-hmm. homeboy had threw one because I was like, yo, I was like, you had a party? I didn't. He was like, oh, it was for people that was vaccinated, homeboy. The fuck?
Like, how?
I mean, I can understand.
No, the point of I don't give a shit if you vaccinated, you can still catch it. So exactly. This thing just like, oh, we got in a room together,
exactly.
Definitely with no mask because yes. They got a card that says they vaccinated. Now they think they're just immune. They think we're never going to catch it. We can't catch it. Fuck it. Now we out here.
So
wow.
Let's throw a super spreader party.
That's so funny.
Yo, it's crazy, man. It is. Crazy.
That I can understand being like, you can't come into a party unless you're vaccinated. I get
it. There's no
but
difference.
There's no difference. There's no difference. And they're even telling people, hey, you can still catch this shit if you're vaccinated.
It won't there
is, but there is a difference because most of the people who, like, if you're vaccinated, mm-hmm. chances are, if you get it, you're not going to have any kind of severe symptoms. And the chances are, if you're vaccinated, you have a higher chance of not having it.
Yeah, but you can still spread it.
Yes, I know you can.
And I say yes and no. You're like, I'm like, there's no difference. You're like, no, there is a difference. And then I'm like, you can still spread it. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
That's your vaccinated biasness right there. That's what that is.
It's not a bias because I don't care if people are vaccinated. I'm saying I can understand a lot of people in an enclosed area, I can understand somebody saying you have to be vaccinated to come in here. I get it. I don't think I'm not agreeing.
But the reason why I said you're vaccinated biases is because you can. They have proven you can still spread it, and you went, yes or no.
It's more nuanced than just you can still spread it. Not necessarily, not everybody. Yes. But there are also people who have already had it and have a natural immunity to it. So to say you have to be vaccinated to come in is a little fucked up because you don't know if somebody has a natural immunity.
Right.
My guy Gage that works for me, he just got over it. Mm. Now he has a natural immunity.
Right.
So.
Which is funny because a lot of people who were speaking out against it catch COVID. And then as soon as they get well, they go get vaccinated. that's how mentally fucked up like the social construct of has been built around this vaccine has people had, because people forget like, oh shit, I just had it. Well, now I got the antibody, so I'm cool. They go, oh shit, no, I gotta go get it's like, okay, so you about to go get a vaccine that's about to do the same thing that your body has already naturally done.
Mm-hmm. But to play devil's advocate, I read an article somewhere that was like, if you have the natural antibodies and you get vaccinated, you have like six times the antibodies than if you're naturally, if you have a natural immunity and don't get the vaccination.
Well, yeah, because they're going to pump you full of more. It's like being pumped full of, it's like having, what's that shit called that helps boost your immune system?
There's a lot.
Vitamin D. No, vitamin C.
No. Shit they give you when you have
antibiotics.
Antibiotics. Yeah, it's like taking an antibiotic. Like instead of letting your body naturally build up the white blood cells, you take an antibiotic and then it just like pours a fucking Mount Rushmore of fucking antibodies in you, and then you know you get better.
Yeah, but there are. Another thing that I've read is there are like long lasting effects that could make it harder on you if you get it again. True. So I can understand somebody getting vaccinated after having it.
Yeah.
Is it overkill? Possibly. But yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that I think they're trying too hard to force us to get it. And then to me, that doesn't sit well. But I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Like I've told y'all and I've said here, I'm just waiting for more information to come out.
Tell me I only need to go get one, maybe two shots. I'm tired of this every couple of months. Yeah. Like, hey, we don't know.
Now they're like,
you may need a booster. Shot.
Yeah.
And then you may need to go get a booster for the booster every 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're testing the booster to see if the booster actually helps. But boosters are nothing new. No, I mean, you get throughout your childhood, you get your MMR vaccine, or what's the one you got to get if you tetanus. Step on a rust? Tetanus.
Yeah.
You have to get tetanus boosters every like couple years. Yeah. So boosters are nothing new.
True. But we're talking about something that is like just now being just now given to the public, and then there's this big thing like, oh, you're good, and now it's like, oh, you're not good.
But that's how medicine works.
My thing is like, I need you to get it to the point of the flu once a year. Well, you go get it, you're cool.
We won't get that far yet,
but the flu mutates every season as well.
Yeah.
You don't see them coming out saying, hey, even though you got your flu shot, you need to go get a booster right now as well because the new strain is out.
No, that's true. But the fucked up part is the motherfuckers will give you the old shot and be like, it's 30% effective.
Yeah, like, that's the big thing about the flu is there's, what, four strains of the flu?
I'm not.
And sure. each year they guess at which one is going to be the big one. You get a flu shot and it may not be effective against this strain. Where my wife works, she was like, it was a few years ago, the flu shot they were giving out was 10% effective.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is 97, 95-97% effective.
Yeah. It's 50-50. They give you the shot and say, hey, you still catch it, but it may shouldn't be as bad.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they said.
Like they play, it's so funny how they can fuck with the numbers like that when it comes to percentages. Because they're like, no, it's 97% effective. And you're like, oh, so I have 97% of not catching it. They're like, no. You can still catch the shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait.
No, but that's the same. That's the same as the flu.
No.
Yeah, it is. You get a flu shot, you can still get the flu.
No, yes. Yes, it is. And that's one of the reasons why I don't get it. I mean, I get the science behind it. I don't want to sit here and say that it doesn't work. Neither one of those. I don't want to sit here and say that because that is very false. The shit works when it works.
Yeah.
But I don't get that shit because it's just like, you put that, I got the flu shot. I was like, I'll never get this shit again. It fucked me up.
And that's the one year I took a flu shot, I got sick. I got the flu.
Yeah. And that's why I'm literally, and I told my dad this, I was like, I'm literally scared to get the vaccine because I was one of those people that did get fucked up from the flu shot. There is a percentage of people that get fucked up from this vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that percentile because, okay, so you're telling me if I don't get the vaccine, then I have like a 50-50 chance of catching COVID, right, and possibly dying. But then you're telling me that if I get the vaccine, I got a 50-50 chance of the vaccine fucking me up. And then let's say it does work, I still got a 50-50 chance of catching the COVID anyway and not knowing what the fuck's going on because I'm vaccinated and all this shit. And I was like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to be in that percentile that gets fucked up.
But every number you threw out there was absolutely wrong. Right. Because you don't have a 50-50 chance of getting if without it, we don't know what the odds are of you getting it.
We don't know what the odds are with it, to be totally honest.
Right. But once you get it, there have been, I think, out of everybody in the United States, mm-hmm. I think there have been two people who have had adverse reactions to the shot that it's killed them.
Yeah.
Two out of, 2 million doses that have been given out.
Yeah, but we say that, and only 1% of people that caught COVID died.
That's not true either. It's about 3.5%.
It's climbed now, but before we had the vaccine and we had shut down, it was only 1%. We shut down due to 1% of people dying.
I'd have to look it up. Yeah. To make sure.
Yeah.
But you got to think 1% of the American population, it's like 8 million people, or no, 6 million people.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I said 1%. It was less than 1%. I apologize. Because we're still not even in the millions on deaths right now.
Yeah, we are. Oh, no.
No.
In America? We're at 600 and some thousand.
Yeah. So we're not even at 1% of deaths yet in America.
Well, people that have had it. Yep. There's 600 million people in America, I think.
They're boosting the numbers,
it's
less too, than though.
That. It's 343 million. It's like 343 million.
I feel like they're boosting the numbers as well.
I think so, too.
I think they're taking deaths. Any deaths that's on the fence, they're just COVID. That's a COVID. Because
remember, they were doing that. Like, if you died from something but you had COVID, then they related it to a COVID death.
Yeah, anything respiratory automatically is COVID.
What was the number of people?
328 million.
Ooh, I was close.
So.
But, all right.
But no, they didn't do that, though. That's just what that's what people were saying.
Yeah.
They did, to be fair, the way they classify COVID deaths is if you, let's say you have diabetes mm-hmm. and you catch COVID and you die from complications of diabetes, but prior to that, everything was fine. You were living your life, medications, doing its thing. You died because COVID taxed your body so hard that it couldn't fight the diabetes.
Right.
So they weren't really misclassifying it. That's just some shit people were saying.
Yeah, but they weren't misclassified, but they weren't given the full like descriptions like you just did there. Like, oh, this person had already struggled from strokes. You know?
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't. Earlier on, they were not.
Yes, they were.
No.
Trust me. I've had this argument. I've been down. I've looked it up. They'll say shit like, it's like when you die, if you have AIDS, when you die, like you died of pneumonia due to complications from the AIDS virus. AIDS,
right.
That's the same shit they're doing with COVID.
Yes,
you died of heart failure due to complications of COVID.
Right. And that I understand, but they weren't doing that early on. They started turning that shit around. No. I shit you not. Because
they weren't.
Because not at whatever you were looking at, they did. But like, because I would get things from my mom that was happening up in Detroit. And in Detroit, and considering that's just one place out of the many places, they weren't telling people that. They were just saying, oh, yeah, this person died from COVID. And then when people started digging, then they started coming out, like, at least there, and saying, oh, well, this person actually had such and such, and this is why they died. But through complications of COVID, it's what increased their mortality.
Yeah, I mean, that's how coroners were classifying deaths the whole time. It's just people are like, oh, he died of COVID, without actually, because
the paperwork was being filed, but it wasn't being brought to light like that. Like, they weren't reading you the paperwork. They were just being like, oh, yeah, that person died from COVID.
Yeah, they don't. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
All right. All right. Okay, so we got that's why I wanted to do it first. I already knew how it was going to go. Good people, we're going to holler at y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the content. Holler back at us, all right? Peace.
Peace.